Hit-and-run accidents are decreasing in Los Angeles County, but more bikers are becoming the victims of hit-and-runs. Kylie Morgan has the details.
Recent data shows that hit-and-runs are decreasing in Los Angeles County, but over the past decade, the number of hit-and-runs between bicyclists and cars rose by 42%. Many of these cases are never solved because police have so little evidence to work with. Colin Bogart with the LA County Bicycle Coalition says it's difficult to convince drivers to stay and help their victims.
Because there's not a lot of people who are caught, it's not even entirely clear why they're running.
Biker and USC student Matthew Tinoco was disappointed when a driver didn't stop for him. In September, he was the victim of a hit-and-run when a woman in a red Prius broadsided him and paused just long enough for him to detach himself from the car.
That woman just looked really panicked, I'm going to be honest. I think I surprised her and she was scared and she didn't know what to do.
At USC, where more than 6,000 bikes roam campus on weekdays, collisions between bikers and pedestrians are even more common. Chief David Carlaw from the USC Department of Public Safety says it's important to watch out for each other.
Many students tend to ride their bikes while talking on their phone, and that can lead to hazardous conditions for them and for others.
Carlisle says they want to add bike lanes to reduce accidents. He says they may also close certain lanes and offer alternative ones during USC's busiest hours. Whether on or off campus, two important tips for bikers are being visible and vigilant. Kylie Morgan, Annenberg Radio News.